Hey there, and welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Keith Ferrazzi's. Sophie, I have to ask, did this book make you rethink what a leader actually does?
Oh, absolutely. It totally reframes leadership. Ferrazzi's argument is that the whole hero-leader myth, the solitary genius at the top making all the calls, is not just outdated, it's dangerous. He says the real job of a leader today is to build a team that can think and act together.
Yeah, and I love how he just dismantles that command and control model. He calls it the hero-leader paradigm, and he says it creates bottlenecks and kills innovation. It's like the leader becomes the single point of failure.
Right.
And in its place, he offers the co-creative leader. This leader's primary job isn't to have all the answers. It's to create the conditions for the whole team to find the best answers together. That shift from I know to we can figure this out is huge.
That's such a better mindset. But the part that really stuck with me is the core framework he introduces: candor, vulnerability, and accountability. He calls it a loop, and he says it's the engine of any high-performing team.
Yes.
And each piece matters. Candor is about speaking the truth, even when it's uncomfortable. Vulnerability is admitting you don't have all the answers, which he argues is actually a strength, not a weakness. And accountability is following through on what you say.
He contrasts that with what he calls miserable teams versus generous teams. A miserable team has low trust, hidden agendas, and a culture of blame. A generous team operates on radical candor and deep trust. People are generous with their ideas and support.
And the leader's role is to model that generosity. Ferrazzi gives practical rituals for this, like the co-creation session. Instead of coming with a pre-baked solution, the leader brings a problem and facilitates a discussion where every voice is heard. It's collective problem solving.
I also love the idea of leading with questions. Instead of saying, here's our strategy, you ask, what are we missing in our current strategy? That simple shift signals that you value the team's input and distributes responsibility.
Exactly. And he talks about feedback, too. He's not a fan of the feedback sandwich, you know, positive, negative, and positive. He says that's cowardly and confusing. Instead, he advocates for radical candor, caring personally while challenging directly.
That requires a lot of trust, and that's where psychological safety comes in. Ferrazzi makes it the bedrock of his system. It's the belief that you won't be punished for speaking up with ideas, questions, or mistakes.
Right.
The co-creative leader builds that safety by modeling vulnerability and reacting to mistakes with curiosity, not blame. The first question should be, what can we learn from this? Not who did this.
That's a game changer. And he also addresses leading across boundaries, like remote or hybrid teams. He says leaders have to be more intentional about building connection and creating structured opportunities for co-creation.
The whole book is a practical playbook. He gives concrete examples and scripts. And he encourages leaders to start small, pick one team, one meeting, and practice these behaviors. The first step is often admitting to your team that you've been leading in an outdated way.
That takes real courage. And I think that's the bigger point. It takes more courage to ask for help than to pretend you have all the answers. The hero leader path is easier in some ways, but it's lonely and limiting.
The co-creative path is harder, but it leads to greater impact and deeper connection. If you want to go deeper into Ferrazzi's ideas, the full library of over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles is on the 7-Minute Books app. You can read or listen in any language for just $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or a one-time $19.99 for lifetime access. The link is 7minutebooks.com/app.
My biggest takeaway? Stop trying to be the hero. Start asking better questions and building a team that can think together.
That's it. Never lead alone. We'll see you in the next one.